Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, let's start with an overview this week of crop prices, beginning with wheat.
Well, it's been a good couple of weeks for crop prices. You look at wheat, the current price is around 410. That's up about 30 cents from 380 a couple of weeks ago. You can forward contract wheat for harvest 21 delivery at 445. That Kansas City contract, it broke the $4.50 resistance level. I think that was a pretty strong level to break. I believe the target is about 475. That's up about another 20 cents.
What is happening in the market to cause this bump for wheat?
Well, China's been coming in the market buying some wheat. I think there's some expectations that they'll continue to do so. I think the market understands what the Northern Hemisphere wheat crop's going to be like, how much wheat's in the Black Sea area, and how that's going to be distributed. Also, the producers in the Black Sea area, they've got storage now. They're not selling everything at harvest, and so the market's having to bid that wheat out of storage, and that raises our price too.
Let's switch gears now and look at corn and milo. What's happening there?
Well, on the corn, the forward contract price is about $3.30. That price is 26 cents, or the basis is 26 cents under that December contract. We're up 30 cents for corn. That December contract broke that 345 resistance level. I think the big story in corn and milo is that milo is 91 cents higher than corn. And that's because China's come in the market and bought milo.
What about soybeans?
Soybean prices are also higher. We've had about a 50 cent increase in beans. That soybean November contract broke the $9 resistance level. I think that's significant. You look at beans, I think their target on that contract's about $9.40. So a little higher price is expected in beans right now. Of course, it's all going to be dependent upon China.
Last but not least, how is cotton looking?
Cotton since April has just had a steady upward trend. Cotton prices on that futures contract has went from 51 cents to 66 cents. It broke that 65 cent resistance point. It possibly could go up to 68 or 69 cents. Of course, we're not selling cotton right now on that forward contract into harvest, but it still looks good.
Okay, Dr. Kim Anderson, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.